News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Yesterday on the programme, we spoke about our universities plummeting in the world rankings. No Irish institutions featuring in the top 100 of the global list, I think for the first time ever. For more on this, we're joined by Fianna Fáil Education spokesperson and member of the Oireachtas Committee for Education and Skills, Thomas Byrne. Thomas, a key issue here is obviously funding or lack thereof of third level education. The Cassells report was set up to look at this. It was published 2 years ago. It made a series of recommendations. It was referred to the committee that you sit on, the Oireachtas Committee for Education. What have you done on this in the last 2 years?
Well, first of all, the Cassells report was published 2 years ago and it sets out a number of recommendations. And in those recommendations, there are options as well as to how third level funding should be done in future years. So in terms of the main thing in the Cassells report actually is that the state needs to invest more in education, that the government needs to invest more. So as Fianna Fáil Education spokesperson, together with my party leader, Micheál Martin, at every budget time, we have pushed third level up the agenda because it simply is nowhere.
Well, you haven't answered my question. What have you done about it in the Oireachtas Committee?
I'm sorry, Shane. You've asked me what to say that what we've done in terms of actually practically getting results.
I asked what the Oireachtas Committee had done in relation. This report was referred to you 2 years ago. My question is a really simple one. What has the Oireachtas Committee done?
Well, I'll tell you what the Oireachtas Committee has done. First of all, the government clearly don't want to deal with it. So they referred, as part of their programme for government, they said, we'll refer it to somebody else. They referred it to us. And we have held quite a number of hearings on the issue. We have listened to a wide range of voices on the Cassells report in relation to the three options. And Shane, it's important to remember what the three options are, because everybody seems to suggest that the Cassells report is about loans. That's one option for funding. Yeah. There's another option to stay as it is, and another option is to have publicly funded. And also, Shane, it's important to remember, and I know you don't want to hear this, there are other things in the Cassells report as well that are really, really crucial for third level funding, and politically we've pushed them too. But at the Oireachtas Committee, to be quite honest with you, Shane, the voices that we have heard have been, we sort of know the answers that they would give already. So you've had the universities themselves who would clearly, I think, generally favour a loans model, although I think opinion could be changing there if you were to ask some of them questions about it. Mm-hmm. We had the students' unions in, and clearly they're opposed that they want a free publicly funded. But one of the things that arose from this committee is that an economic analysis needs to be done in relation to how a loan system would work, because actually nobody knows how the loan system would work, and even the Cassells report says that.
All right, Thomas, the reality is you guys can't get agreement. It's 2 years. I'm looking at at the Oireachtas Committee, Education Committee website here. You've done reports on the challenges facing island schools. You've done, you've reviewed relationships and sexuality education. You said you're going to focus on school building programme. All well and good, all important issues, all very important. But the most important issue, I would imagine, is the future of our third level institutions. The fact we're sliding down the global rankings, and you guys don't want to grasp the nettle because it's too politically painful to grasp that nettle.
Well, actually, our role in the Oireachtas Education Committee, Shane, actually has told the government to account and to review what's happening in relation to this. It's actually a matter for the government to make the decision.
It's a matter for the government to implement policy, but you guys can make recommendations, and you have completely failed to do that.
What we've done is, and what the government are doing now, and they seem to be taking their time about it, is to ask them to do an economic study that we simply can't do because we don't have the resources to do it. They have the resources to do it, to actually study how the models would work, and particularly how the loans model would work, because there seems to be huge uncertainty as to how this system, if you were to implement it.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, Shane, I don't think anybody on the committee has been convinced that a loans model could work.
No, of course you haven't, because it's politically toxic to do so. And every politician says more resources. Let me ask the question. Every politician says more resources from the taxpayer should go in to third level institutions. Whereas
you
the reality is, though. No, sorry, let me ask the question. The reality is, you all know that when it comes to budget time, education will be well down the list after housing, after tax cuts, after health. It'll be well down the list.
Education's not well down the list, and it's something that we prioritise at all levels in terms of budget, and you'll see that in every budget that's happened. But this is why people are calling for more public funding for education, because whatever model you take under Castles, it's going to require substantial extra funding from the taxpayer. If you go for a loan system, it's still going to require about 500 million over the next 10 years. The state is going to have to invest, and we have already asked for that in budgets. We've got some of it, and you know, in the next 10 budgets, because it's not just going to be done in 1 year, but over that period in which wherever this money is required, okay, the state is going to have to invest extra anyway.
Final question. So I have to put it to you that there is political cowardice on display here from all political parties in Leinster House. None of you want to touch this issue. The policy is keep the head down, try and muddle through, and sure, let's hope for the best when it comes to third level.
We're not doing that. We have looked at this very, very carefully. We have, you know, gone on the media. The minister said hardly anything about this. We have actually examined.
Well, I'm including the minister in this. I'm not excluding him by any means.
But the minister needs to do immediately is actually have a plan. There needs to be a funding model from the state, because whatever model you pick, there still has to be a state element to it. And that's what the Castles report actually says. And he needs to set that out over a 10-year period, not just for one budget, as to how the state is going to fund it.
Okay.
And the truth is, nobody can tell you today, Shane, that this system will work, that a loan system will work, and that a loan system would be the answer to our prayers. And the economic analysis that we've asked the department to do, because they have the resources, they have the expertise, that they're already 6 months looking at that. They need to come out with that to see can it work.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thomas Byrne, a Fianna Fáil Education spokesperson, a member of that Oireachtas Committee for Education Skills. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.